stop giving a fuck of what anyone else thinks about you. Everyone's always going to have their own opinion. Everyone's going to give you their opinion even when you don't even ask for it. But at the end of the day, it's your happiness. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What makes you happy? Even when it comes to weight loss, trying to figure out how to wrap this into weight loss. But it kills me with how many people in this world are doing what they do not want to do, and they are miserable doing it. You have one life. You hate your job? Find something you love and enjoy doing. Stop chasing the money. I promise you. You can make all the money in the world, but if you're miserable and unhappy and unhealthy, you're not going to live the life that you want to have. Sure, you can go buy your Chanel shoes, your Coach bag, your Louis bag. It's not going to make you happy when you're miserable, tired. You don't want to be around your family because you're so unhappy with your job. Shit, your spouse. You could probably not like your spouse right now or at all anymore. And you settled. And you end up thinking kids were going to be better. Same thing with weight loss, ladies and gents. I don't care how you lose body fat. At the end of the day, if you want to do weight loss surgery, you want to do the cleanses and all this stuff, at the end of the day, who cares what they think about how you got results? At the end of the day, it's about your happiness. If you're happy with the way you look and where you're at in life, that's all that matters. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks because they're not you. Everyone's going to have their own opinion. There's no right or wrong way of how you want to live your life, how you want to lose body fat, how you want to look. I get this question all the time. Tyler, should I lose body fat right now? I don't know. What do you want? Who cares what I think? You should never care what anybody else thinks about you and your decisions on what you want to do. It is your life. At the end of the day, there's no right and wrong way. If you want to be a freaking artist, do it. If you absolutely love art, start getting into art. Find a way to make it. If you're good at it, do it. And then here's another thing. You can't judge your own self if you're good or not. It's just like with content, putting it out on TikTok. I post things that I'm like, this is terrible. But I post it because I know that somebody could find value in it, and all of a sudden it blows up. It's funny how it always works like that with the viral posts. The post that I make, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to crush this video. It does nothing. And it's the ones that I'm like, oh, whatever, I'm just going to post it right now. And I do it on a whim, walking through the grocery store, and all of a sudden it goes viral. But I will tell you right now, I would not be where I'm at in my life if I cared about what people thought and I listened to what people told me not to do. I'm happy I learned that young. I'm so happy. I don't know if it was my mom. I don't know if it was my dad. I don't know how it got ingrained into me that I don't care what anybody else thinks of me. I do what I want to do. I have the body that I want to have. I don't work out because I enjoy working out. Trust me, I absolutely despise working out. I hate working out so much. The gyms are disgusting. So sick and tired of walking out of a gym, and girls are walking out and they have more makeup on they came in. Then you got all the bros in a circle doing who knows what to each other. And then you got the stinky, smelly guy that's sweating everywhere, and the other one's screaming. And it's just like, oh, hashtag leg day. I go to the gym because I want to have the body that I want to have. I'm not trying to impress anybody else. I'm not trying to make everybody like me. And that's the problem this day and age. Everyone is trying to make everybody like them. You're not going to have everybody like you. Most people aren't going to like you. And once you start to actually achieve things and start to better yourself, losing body fat. Have you guys ever noticed this? You start to lose body fat. You start to get healthy. What happens? Oh my gosh, Pam, what are you doing while you're in the office, while you guys are sitting there having your morning freaking coffee? What have you been doing? You look great. And then you tell them, oh, I've just been eating my calories and eating real food. I found this guy on TikTok, Coach Tyler Fullerton. He's freaking amazing. What have you been doing?
Oh, just eating real food and tracking calories.
Oh, you can't do that. I could never stop eating my pasta. I have to eat bonbons every single day. That's just not sustainable. I heard that that's unhealthy to eat real food and get your calories and stop eating out of a box. I just heard that's unhealthy on Good Morning America and then Dr. Oz and like... At the end of the day, who cares? That's why I'm more and I've learned more and more. Don't talk too much. Just listen. Sit back and listen. Because you'll hear them. And then what's going to happen is as you continue to lose the body fat, you continue to get those results, what's going to start happening is all your little so-called friends in the office, even family members. Did you hear Pam? Yeah, she's lost like 50 pounds, but guess what? She's going to gain it all back because what she's doing is not sustainable. Because I can't do it. She definitely can't do it. It's jealousy. It's what it is. People don't boo nobodies. So who cares what anyone else thinks about you? The second you stop caring what anyone else thinks about you, even your spouse, at the end of the day, you're your own person. And if you're not happy, it'll reflect into your relationship. It'll reflect into your kids. And it's going to bring all of them down. So you have to focus on you first. Find your happiness. Do the things that you enjoy doing in life. Like I said, this is the biggest one with the job stuff. I'm not telling y'all to go quit your job. Go get a new job first, then do it. But it hit me the other day. Somebody told me, Tyler, I can't thank you enough. I literally put my 2 weeks in. I found something else that I love doing and I enjoy it. That hit me and I was like, holy macaroni. Like, I love that. What is everybody doing majority of the time in their life? Working. And if you can find something that you actually love and enjoy doing that brings you happiness and you can still live doing it and still make money, you're going to have such a better life. And the thing is people have different opinions of success. And you shouldn't care what somebody else thinks of success. Some other people think success is buying a McLaren. Some people think success is traveling the world. At the end of the day, my success and your success are completely different. When I can actually put my head on the pillow for the very last time being alive, I will know that I had a successful life knowing that I was happy, I did the things I wanted to do, I raised an amazing freaking family. I was the best husband I could ever be for my wife. But I'll never have the regret of things I didn't do or that I was not happy. That's when I know that I had a successful life. It's not about all the money you're going to make. But some people, it's that. And that's the beauty of it. There's no right and wrong answer of success. But don't do it because somebody else told you to. And oh my gosh, the biggest one too. Stop listening to people who do not have what you want. People will give you their opinion without asking. That's how we started this weight loss over coffee episode. People are going to tell you what you should do and that you're losing body fat the wrong way. People ask me all the time, should I do weight loss surgery? I wouldn't. It's not going to fix the problem. But if you lost body fat, you got healthy, and you are happy with it, most likely you're not healthy, then who cares what I think? Who cares what anybody else thinks? Don't worry about anyone else. Because that person who's telling you, who's fat and overweight, that what you're doing to lose body fat and get healthy is wrong? What? That's like going to a financial advisor who's broke and poor and has filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy multiple times, doesn't even have a dollar in their own name, telling you how you should spend your money to become financially savvy. That's the one that drives me the most insane. It's going to happen. People are going to hate on you all day long, no matter what you do. Shoot, I just posted a video shaving my legs talking about weight loss. What comments did I get? Why are you shaving your legs? You're a guy. Because I have a VV or a PP, why does it really matter? And why does your opinion matter? It doesn't. So it makes me giggle. No matter what, there will always be negativity. So block it all out by not giving a shit what anybody else thinks about you, ladies and gents. That's what I want you to focus on today. Stop caring about what anybody else thinks. It's your happiness, not theirs.